And good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Cora. Good morning, listeners. And it sounds like a showery week ahead for us. And aren't we hanging out for a bit of spring? And aren't we even hanging out more than that for a bit of freedom and capacity to be able to walk out the gate a little bit more? Tough times for all of us. I hope you're tracking okay. You've joined us for our regular Community Conversations program here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Wonderful to have your company. If you're a first-time listener this morning, thanks for joining us. If you're someone, and I know there's lots of you out there who listen every week, love to really appreciate your support and love to have your company as well. It's 20/8/20 today. It's one of those auspicious days where it's got lots of 20s in it or something or other. And well, technically only 11 days to go until we officially start spring on the 1st of September. And for those of you who, well, what are you going to do for Father's Day this year on the 6th of September? Not so far away. For those of you who have dads out there to consider, how are you going to do that on Zoom and WebEx and things like that? That's going to be a bit of a challenge, isn't it, with us all in lockdown. How are you travelling? Hope you're going okay. And we're all adjusting to different ways of working. I have the pleasure of being in the studio here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1, but my guests at the moment are all on Zoom because we can't actually have you here in the studio. Well, last week, week before, we've had some amazing guests here. We've had some amazing stories. And I should say a big shout out to Rebecca at Lifeline, Central Victoria and Mallee that I was liaising with this morning. You guys at Lifeline are doing an amazing job. And hats off to you and the team. And well done to all the Lifeliners out there that might be listening this morning. We're going to do something slightly different this morning. And I'm going to introduce you and I'm going to let you hear all about the most amazing social enterprise that is, well, I reckon it's one of the most amazing that I've ever heard about. And we're going to hear from the founder and director of that little social enterprise and some of the amazing participants in it. But before we do that, I'm going to just leave you hanging for a moment and I'm going to just get Megan, who's one of our guests this morning on Zoom, with a big smile there, Megan, introduce our first song for us this morning, which is Elton John, I'm Still Standing. Megan, this is your song. How did you come about that? What do you like about this one?
Well, yeah, I like it about how it's very uplifting and inspiring because obviously Elton has had a really tough life and with depression and alcohol. And I think it's just a reminder for everyone who's ever going through a tough time that you can come out the other end and you're still standing and you're still in like alive, I guess, and you can get better and pick yourself up after a really difficult time.
Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once I never could have hoped to win, down the road leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you.
And you're with Bruce Argyll here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. It's the Amazing Community Conversations program here, our regular Thursday morning feature, and I'm about to introduce our very special guests on Zoom this morning. Let's start with Julie Ann. I want to tell you just a little bit about Julie Ann. I met her a number of years ago, and as I said on the introduction, she has founded and coordinated, managed, navigated, all those things that happen with not-for-profit organizations, this amazing social enterprise here, well, not so far away from us, right here in the Yarra Valley. Good morning, Julie Ann. I know you prefer Jules, don't you?
Yes, that's lovely, Bruce. Thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning to your amazing listeners.
It's really wonderful. I've been wanting to have you on air again, Jules, for a long time, and you made contact last week, and I was so rapt to hear from you. And then I got your newsletter, and I went, wow, 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 wow. So we're going to hear all about what you guys actually do. But let's introduce a couple of your amazing team, and I haven't even introduced the organization. It's Tasty As. It's an amazing social enterprise, and we have with us this morning two people who are part of the Tasty As team, and that's Laura and Megan. Hi, Laura. Hi, Megan.
Hi, listeners.
Having us. Fantastic. Yeah, Laura, I'm particularly impressed with your name because, for obvious reasons, listeners, Laura's surname might be the same as my first name. And anyone that's got a Bruce in their name, I reckon, is okay. So well done, Laura. Wonderful to have you with us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back a little bit, Jules, and let's just explore how did this amazing little operation start? Well, it's not so little anymore either. I should stop saying that. But where did Tasty As, where was the idea for that born all those years ago?
Wow, great question. And from little things, amazing things can grow, can't they?
They sure can.
I used to teach at the Lilydale TAFE, Swinburne Lilydale TAFE. I taught in the area of hospitality. I taught in the area of supported learning. And as we became aware as facilitators and teachers that our campus was going to undergo some enormous changes and with that incredible challenges, I chose to take a group of my students on a long excursion down to Geelong to visit another amazing organisation called DAL, D-A-L, which stands for Dollar Lunch, and expose them to opportunities that despite the challenges they were about to be confronted with, was not going to stop them dreaming that they could continue to navigate forward and explore opportunities to find real meaningful employment in hospitality. We took a couple of buses, a local train, and then a country train down to Geelong. We ended up with 25 minutes to actually sit in the cafe and have lunch. They knew we were coming, so they helped and raced us through before we had to get back on a train back to Melbourne. And while I was sitting in that cafe and on that train ride back and I was reflecting, it became absolutely evident to me that it was my job and my dream now to forge forward and find a way to replicate that particular business model and social enterprise on our side of town so that we could give our young folk every opportunity to have an experience within hospitality but also be able to support them and train them along the way to achieve their goals.
Wow. And I'm looking at your latest newsletter, Jules, and there's an amazing picture of an apron on there. And here's your statement of purpose. We pride ourselves on delivering education, training, cooking and life skills, work placement and pathways to employment for young people living with disability. That's a fantastic reason for being, Jules.
That's our mission.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who are out there Googling and trying to find Tasty As, it's got a Z in there, so it's Tasty AZ on there. So we're going to have another song, and this is another one of yours, Megan. No, it's not. It's one of Bruce's. It's This Is Me.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
My very special guests here this morning on Community Conversations are Megan, Laura and Jules from Tasty As, that's with a Z. Tasty As, an amazing social enterprise that's been operating, well, I was going to say in the Yarra Valley and in Melbourne, but I think you've spread your wings a bit since then. And Jules, you've been operating, you were saying, off air since 2013. Wow, what a journey. What a journey that has been for you. And I've followed it with great interest and some amazing stories, and we're going to hear a couple of those this morning as we talk with Megan and Laura, a couple of the team. Is that right, Jules?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Would you like to just tell us a little bit about Megan and Laura, see if we can embarrass them?
It's just not possible. I can't embarrass them. They're just fabulous. Megan and Laura are both supported employees of Tasty As and have been with Tasty As for several years now, girls, growing and achieving more and more skills. But they're both now starting to take their own paths. They're exploring their own futures and they're taking leaps and bounds and doing incredible progress and achieving incredible things. One is Megan. She'll tell you all about the pathway to additional study that she's doing now in search of her dream goal. And Laura is continuing to learn about her supported in employment and navigate through to open employment. And she is assisting other team members through instructing them through cooking through our online program.
Fantastic, fantastic. And Jules, I was going to go there. Let's go there first before we hear your story, Megan. It's challenging times. I mean, cooking via Zoom, I can't cook even when I'm not on Zoom. But how do we do it? I mean, that must be a bit of a challenge, I reckon.
Well, yes, you have to learn about technology. And as everyone knows, I'm not a real good friend of technology. I persevere. So, of course, like many other of our sister organisations in hospitality, catering, restaurants, cafes, etc., at the end of March last year, we were all sitting on the end of receiving phone calls and emails saying, I'm sorry, we need to cancel. We're cancelling the conference. We're cancelling the seminar. We're cancelling the wedding. We're cancelling all sorts of catering. And like many other organisations, we sat that day and crossed things out of the diary and sat there and thought, right, what do we do now?
Yep.
So a lot of soul searching and a lot of, you know, like most, no sleep on those nights. And then it just clicked and thought, well, we need to be able to continue to connect with our team. We need to be able to continue to cook. We need to be able to continue to keep everybody busy and focusing on positive things. So we had a bit of a team meeting, and within a couple of days we were putting together cooking hampers, planning schedules of what we could cook, inviting our team members to step up to be the head chefs of their family kitchens, and away we went. Monday morning we were on Zoom. It was a crash course on the weekend. I'll all tell you that we crashed quite a few times.
I'm still crashing on Zoom myself.
Crashing and freezing. That's how it works. But they're all very patient, and we continue to learn more and more. And on a daily basis now, we deliver Zoom classes to our team and additional people who are coming on board for cooking classes 7 days a week.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And Megan, how are you adjusting to the Zoom ways of working?
Yeah, it's obviously it's an adjustment for sure. But I guess, and I think at first it was a little bit stressful just having to, you know, obviously learn Zoom a bit more, and people talking over the top of each other was very. You know, you'd get a headache, you'd get very emotionally and physically drained and mentally drained.
Yes.
And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I thought this was going to be so easy, because all you're doing is you're at your own home, you're just in your own kitchen, so it could be easy because it's your own environment. So I had no really bad expectations of this whole experience. But then the first couple of weeks I was really struggling a little bit. But
yes.
We've come up with some new strategies to kind of make sure that everybody kind of has their, you know, turn to speak, and we can mute each other when, you know, just to help us all.
You've got to move the camera around the kitchen a bit to show what you're cooking and what you're doing. Is that right? I'm trying to visualize how that.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, I think it's a bit easier if you have an iPad, because that's easier to move around, than for us who have like laptops, like myself. It's a little bit more difficult. I mean, you can still move it around, but we don't want it to fall into the food.
So, no, we certainly don't. Yeah. And Megan, this is as Jules was saying, for you, you're on a bigger journey in terms of study. Tell us a little bit about your study path and how that sits alongside this.
Yeah, well, it was actually we actually have another, I wouldn't say team member, but she was a girl called Marley who was coming into Tasty As, and she was helping and getting experience around people with disabilities, because she wants to be a disability support worker. And she was telling us all about this course that she was doing called Cert 4 in Disability through a community house in North Ringwood.
Right.
I guess it just came about because it was something that I'd been thinking about previously. I'm like, oh, because I've actually been a part of an organization called Interchange. I go and do independent living there. I've done a couple of social outings with Interchange.
A great organization, yes.
Yeah, it's a great organization. And then through that, I think I started to realize, oh, maybe actually I fit in here really well, or I fit in with this industry really well. It kind of all came naturally to me, and just helping people improve skills, and I can relate to them myself, as I've had struggles being on the autism spectrum and things like that. So and then I was like, oh my God, I want to be a disability support worker. And then obviously this wonderful opportunity came through. Jules was like, why don't you do this course? I was like, oh my God, yes.
Fantastic.
just to get that qualification. And then obviously one day, obviously not now, it's a bit difficult at the moment to do a work placement.
Yes.
But when allowed to go out and do a work placement, it'd be great to get that more experience and ask questions to people and get that knowledge about what goes on behind the scenes, because it's not just about supporting people. There's a lot of paperwork and a lot of planning that goes around being a support worker that you need to learn. It's not just about the interaction. So
Megan Risley, you are a champion. You really are. I'm so impressed. I've met you a few years back, and I've just seen how far you have come on your journey. And wow, you're still not there, but you've got amazing, amazing abilities, and you will get there. I know you will.
Definitely. Yeah, I know I will too.
With the support. And if you've just joined us, you're listening to, well, right now it's Megan, but also Laura. We'll come back to you, Laura, and Jules from Tasty As. And if you are sitting there thinking, I'd like to know a bit more about this organization, you can get them on Facebook. You can make contact with Jules or her team by sending them an email, info@tastyaz, that's tastyaz.com.au. Can I give your phone number as well, Jules? That's okay. It's 0449-028-637. And, well, there's not much these people, Tasty As, can't do in terms of catering, in terms of support. You've already heard Jules say that obviously they've had to change the way they're working. But what an amazing social enterprise, doing just fantastic things. We'll come back and hear a little bit more about the journey. We want to hear what you're doing, Laura. So let's have Count On Me by Bruno Mars.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. You'll always have my shoulder when you cry. just what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah.
My very special guests via Zoom this morning are Megan, Laura and Jules, and are representing Tasty As, an amazing social enterprise committed to working with young people. And it's all about catering, it's about food, it's about pathways to employment. And wow, aren't they doing a terrific job? I've even heard that you did a Christmas in July. Who's going to tell us about Christmas in July? That sounded fantastic. Is that you? Is that you, Laura, or is that Jules? Yeah, Laura. Tell us about it, Laura.
We made a few different things. We made shortbread. We made on the 25th. We made like a roast pork with vegetables.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Christmas lunch. Yes, we made gingerbread houses, which we'll talk a bit more about later.
Great. Like to hear more about that.
We made some mulled wine. We made like a bread cob where we take all the bits out of the bread and then put a dip in it, and we kind of use the bread to dip into it.
Hey, Laura, you're not being fair. I haven't had breakfast this morning. I'm starting to get hungry there listening to you.
Yeah, am I making you hungry?
yeah, fantastic. And how did you do it, Laura? Was it via Zoom, or how did you make it work?
Yes, it was via Zoom. Jules and some other people make hampers for us, and they deliver it to our houses. It's really good. And yeah, we get sent the recipes, and then we learn how to do things online.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah, that's is that the first time you've done that, Jules? Was that a first timer?
We have held a Christmas in July celebration at our previous premise in Lilydale. We focused around cooking, but with the situation that developed and the lockdowns, we looked at creating joyfulness and happiness and hope. So what we did is we created lots of different activities that would keep our team so busy. Decorate your house. So they all decorated their homes at Christmas time, had some competitions, and we challenged them with different dishes. They had to come up with Christmas Eve meal, Christmas Day meal, and we just had a whole lot of fun over the period of July.
Fantastic. I'm starting to think I should be joining Tasty As, Jules, as I listen to you. Over the years, I've had the privilege of having some of your amazing food as you've catered for, a whole lot of events around the place. And, wow, it is terrific. Really, really great. So, if you're an organisation out there that is already planning post lockdown to hold an event or to do something amazing, or you've got a workshop or a seminar or a conference or something that you've put off for a little while that you're hoping to have, Tasty As, look at their Facebook page, send them a line at info@tastyas.com.au, and Jules would love to talk with you, wouldn't you, Jules?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So, you've mentioned, Laura, you've mentioned gingerbread houses, and a little birdie told me that Father's Day is coming up on the 6th of September, for all of you listeners out there who didn't know what day it was. You guys are doing something even for Father's Day. Tell us about that, and what's gingerbread houses, really, Father's Day? Tell us, what does that look like?
Well, we're putting together at the moment with some other local businesses. It's good to be kind in the Yarra Valley and to support other businesses and to promote other businesses. So over the Christmas in July period, we took the opportunity to put together some mulled wine kits. So we supported a couple of local wineries in the Yarra Valley, and we made our own spice kits. We dried our own fruit, and we sent out beautifully gift boxed hampers.
Wow.
Then we also put together some gingerbread house kits. And one of our young team members, Sam, came in and made up a whole lot of gingerbread house walls and roofs, and we put together lolly packs, and we put together icing kits, and you get everything, the piping bag, the lolly.
Are they what they, Jules, excuse me interrupting, they sound like they're sort of prefabricated gingerbread houses.
Most definitely, that's right. But we've put together those as well, and they went very well during the July period. We had an idea. We were working with Holy Fools, and we do often work, we do the Christmas lunches and some other events.
Another great organisation based in Lilydale, yes.
Absolutely, with Street Angel Food. So we were chatting with Neil and we thought, we've got a really great opportunity here, and I think that we're in isolation, we're looking for activities, families are together, they're looking for things to do. Why don't we look at exploring the idea of continuing these gingerbread kits and these hampers and selling them, and of course the proceeds both from the gingerbread house hampers and the mulled wine kits back to two beautiful community organisations. So the mulled wine proceeds went to Ripple Kindness, the Nourish program that Lisa Curry runs in Muralbark, helping people in need, and the proceeds from the gingerbread houses would go to Holy Fools, helping with the Homelessness Awareness Month being the month of August. But now Wow. We're looking to extend that and looking at how we can take a small idea and perhaps maybe we could grow this nationwide.
Wow. And Jules, to interrupt you, just fantastic. What if I want a gingerbread house, if I want one of those, can I talk to you about that?
How do Absolutely. We have small houses, medium houses, we have large, medium, small and tiny houses,
because
tiny houses are very important in this time period as well. So you can put your house together, get in touch with us, order your hamper, it will get delivered to you, and you can spend some time with your children, or a lovely grandmother purchased two yesterday and they're off to Queensland, so she's sending her houses up to her grandchildren in Queensland, and people are going to talk about what a home meal really means to them as they sit together and have this lovely activity.
Wow, listeners, did you hear that? I mean, what a story. What a story, and what an opportunity for you, for every one of you listening this morning, to be a supporter, to be a partner with Tasty As, the amazing social enterprise that Jules and her team are involved with. And talking about family and home, we do want to do a big shout out to, see if we can embarrass some people. Laura's family there, I reckon that might be Jan and Jeff and Jacinta. If you're listening this morning, wonderful to have you listening with us. And well, Megan, I think it might be Chris and Jenny and Ella, and wonderful to have your company as well. After the 11 o'clock news this morning, we have Art Journal, and our special guests with Cora will be Luke Sinclair from the Sticky Institute and Vanessa Berry, who's a zine maker, and she's from Sydney. And looking forward to hearing that, Cora. I know, always enjoy your Art Journal programs. That's after the 11 o'clock news. But for now, let's have another song. And it's happy, and it's, how do we pronounce that? I think it's Pharrell Williams.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. Hot air balloon that could go to space with the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth, because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
To all of our valued sponsors. We really appreciate your support to keep our community radio station alive and well while we get your message out to our listeners. Our long list of sponsors is on our website at yarravalleyfm.org.au. Please check out our sponsors page and take your business to these generous businesses. Click on the logos to go to their websites. If you'd like to get your message on air and on our website, call us on 5961 5999.
And my very special guests here this morning on Community Conversations are Megan, Laura, and Jules from Tasty As. And wow, if you've been listening already, you'll know that this is an amazing organisation. Jules, what's next? Where are we heading with Tasty As, and what does it look like? We've got Father's Day obviously coming up, and I can just imagine right now people, listeners all over the valley and all around Melbourne, ordering gingerbread cakes from your website, Tasty As, for Father's Day. Is that right? These totally flat-packed gingerbread houses that you just showed me off air.
And beer.
Wow. And Jules, what people can just go online or on? Do you prefer on your Facebook page to order?
Social media and Facebook is working really well for us at the moment. The emails is a terrific way to get in touch with us. We will be launching our hampers on our Facebook site in the next day or two, by the end of the week, and we'll have some beautiful photographs to display there. We're also looking at Sam coming in and making some of our beautiful scones, so we could have our scones, our homemade jam and cream little hampers to go out as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I know you work in partnership with, is it Basin Community House?
Yes, the Basin Community House. We've been working for many years now and delivering our pre-accredited Introduction to Hospitality course. So it's been fantastic that with support of Heather and the others at the Basin Community House, and with the patience and engagement of our amazing team, that we've been able to deliver that course and continue to do so on Zoom as well. We have to do it slightly differently. Delivering theory, as Megan pointed out to you and to the listeners earlier, Zoom's a very different platform. So when people are trying to navigate and process information, it's easy to do that face-to-face in a room. For some of our participants, it's really difficult to do that face-to-face on a Zoom, on a computer, when you're looking, you're listening, you're trying to take things in digitally. So we have a few additional support workers who are working with us so that we can deliver our class flexibly to the best outcome for each participant.
Wow. And if it was me, Jules, I'd be burning something in the oven while I was on Zoom.
We try not to do that. Hey, girls. We keep our theory classes very separate to our practical. Although, when you're doing practical classes, as the girls will tell you, we do maths, we do English, we do comprehension, we do language sometimes as well.
Fantastic.
Learning is available in all different mediums.
We're almost out of time, listeners. I know if you're like me, you would love to know more about the amazing stories. But Laura, Megan, Jules, just commend you and the whole Tasty As team for what you're doing, the difference you're making in the world, the focus you're putting on education, training, supported employment and family and homes and all of that as we move to Father's Day. A big thank you to all of you for coming in today.
It's been lovely to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. It's been wonderful.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
And we'll just have to have you back because there's a whole lot more of the Tasty As story to be told. But for now, that's a wrap. And thanks so much, listeners, for being a part of our program again this morning. And look forward to your company again at the same time next week.